opening this evening and playing at the old, well, not opening, but playing from this evening at the Old Fitzroy Theatre is The Wolves. And we have two actors in the studio to have a chat about it. Nadia Zwecker, who is a recent graduate of Newtown High, the Performing Arts High School, has a whole list of works that she's worked on, including stuff with, I don't know, I haven't got
too various much things.
Various things. And Sophia Nolan in the studio has done things for ABC TV. Welcome to Stages.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
So The Wolves is a team of girls soccer players.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you guys are soccer players. Did you have to be a soccer player to be part of the show?
No, definitely not. There's only like two or three of us that have played soccer before. And there's nine actors.
Are you taking it up now since doing the show?
Well, I played soccer beforehand. Okay.
She's so one of the skilled ones.
Not skilled. I played it when I was younger. So it's, yeah.
We've had to train pretty hard to make it look like we've done this our whole lives and convince an audience that this is, you know, what we do every week since being a kid. So it's been pretty intense.
Challenging. Very, very
physically
challenging.
Intense.
I'm coming to the play this weekend and I'm bringing my 13-year-old daughter along who mm-hmm. plays for Red Devils Marrickville soccer
perfect.
Team.
Yeah.
Go the Devils. And and so I'm just wondering, what will she make of the play? What will she see in the play? Is it about girls particular and how they experience teams?
Mm. Yeah, I think The Wolves basically shows nine young women and under 16 and 17-year-olds. Mm. It's set in the US and it's their indoor soccer team, so it's their off-season sport. So they basically, the play takes place over 6 weeks in the warm-ups before their game. So they're stretching, they're doing warm-ups, they're doing, you know, soccer drills on stage. And you're basically seeing these girls in their element, doing what they're good at, preparing to, you know, go into battle, so we say. And also dealing with the things that teenage girls deal with. Mm. And I think Sarah Delap, the playwright, has done a beautiful job in layering these women. And, you know, it's one of the first plays I've ever read that I saw the complexity of teenage girls, and there's no two-dimensional characters in it. Every girl who is set up to be one way is shown as layered, and by the end of it, you see what's actually underneath and what's important, which is what women, you know, are, the layered, complex, you know, beautiful creatures.
The first thing I saw about female soccer players was Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah.
Is there some inspiration there, do you think it is?
100%.
Definitely.
They're so awesome.
Just seeing how, like, the teamwork and the pack and how they, you know, it's a very strategic game, soccer. And so it doesn't work when everybody is working for themselves. You have to be working as a team, which, just like in ensemble theatre.
They're not themselves without each other is something that we've come to discover throughout this whole thing. There's no one main actor. Mm. We work as one. We're a wolf pack. Mm.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your individual characters, though? I imagine that there has to be sort of some differences.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely variation between us all.
Sophia, do you want to tell us a little bit about...
So I play number 8. We're all named after what's on our jerseys. All of us. Some of us have names mentioned, but majority don't really know what our real names are, which is interesting. Mm. Yeah, number 8, she's 16. She's got this real childlike quality about her. She's very excitable and, she's just so, like, she's like the life of the party. Everybody's like, she's jumpy and she's totally, like, just so happy to be there. She's everybody knows a girl like that who is just so happy within themselves and is just grateful to have so many beautiful people surrounding them. Mm. And she's actually quite close to number 2.
Yes.
Who is Nadia?
That is me. And my character is pretty interesting. She's one of the quieter ones of the group. She is really socially aware and she's got a lot of passions and is really involved with, you know, Amnesty International and has these big visions. But she's also got a lot going on inside, which you kind of is subtly revealed throughout the show. And again, yeah, she's stands up for the underdog. She's, again, you will recognize someone that you know in this young woman, because I think if it's not personally, it's either your daughter, your sister, your mother, like if you know a woman, then there will be one girl at least that will ring true to an experience that you've had or that is familiar.
So and is there anything political in the show as well? Like I noticed that the Matildas, there was a big article about them, about how this is almost like the first couple of years where they haven't had to take their clothes off for a calendar.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes. And, I know. Isn't the point being that they're ranked fourth in the world?
I know. And that was, yeah, exactly. And, and is there any sort of political statements about 100% women's sport?
Definitely. There's a lot of comments throughout the whole show about inequality. Like we talk about how a lot of the boys' teams get the better coaches.
Yeah, and there's just no, you know, with the whole college showcase, you know, they all want to be represented by coaches and go on to play in college, because in America they have a different system to we do here. And it's just like having to fight harder and having to play professionally in order to be seen. It's not. It's much more of a battle in women's sport. Which is what we're trying to show. And there are politics woven throughout it, you know, as teenage girls like to discuss big world issues without always knowing really in depth what they're talking about. We have a few of those kind of conversations where we go on rants and end up where we're like, wait, do we actually know what we're talking about? Not sure. So it does have that.
And there's one thing I always, I found too, from a friend of mine who she plays indoor soccer. She could not get, she has reasonably small feet, she could not get soccer boots.
Oh my god.
Did you have problems like that?
One girl in our cast.
CC Peters. She she plays Seven, who's like the queen bee of the group, and she's got the smallest feet. And we just, the production designer, Maya, could not find shoes for her. We were just trying to find really small soccer boots. They just didn't come. But I think we found some in the end. She's wearing insoles.
Yeah.
Probably going to hate me for saying this on radio.
Secrets revealed. This is a 2017 Pulitzer Prize finalist written by Sarah
DeLapp,
sorry. Yeah. Can you talk about the writing and how she is telling the story of the girls and the language? Is it all in that sort of pre, post game, during game? And does she define the setting, or is it there a lot of liberal art?
Well, I think talking dialogue, much like the young women that are in the play, it's extremely layered and it's very intricately placed throughout the text.
It's Sarah DeLapp wrote it almost like a musical score, she described it. So on the page, it's not just one column that goes down, you know, this person talks this, but there's three columns at the same time, and it's all been kind of written. So you've got three conversations happening at once at some points, and it's up to the audience to decide what they tune into and who they're listening to and what conversations they want to, you know, hear. So it's really, she's done a really beautiful job in kind of weaving it together. She said, I watched an interview, which I thought was really beautiful, how in her head she heard it, and she heard it like a musical piece, and she knew which characters broke away and had like a little duet, maybe like a piccolo and the oboe or whatever, and they had their own little duet while the main symphony is playing. And I think that's kind of how it runs.
And do you know, did she write this from experience or from her imagination? I mean, was she in sort of girls' locker rooms and knowing about how girls' teams work, or was it from her imagination more about how she thought they might be?
I think she played soccer. I think she came from a soccer background.
She's familiar with the sport
and
the dynamic of it.
Would have gone in and done research, you know, with young female athletes. But yeah, I think that the idea came to her, which I just saw the other night, that she was at a gallery exhibition, and she was just listening in to various conversations of people discussing the artwork.
Yeah.
And she was like tuning in and heard what their opinion was, and then she tuned in and
did
heard
she bring
what
out
their
a notebook?
Opinion. And she just kind of had this picture in her mind of what it would be like if it was in a context of a female soccer team, which is what she did.
Yeah, definitely.
I wonder what's going to happen with the ball. There's the unpredictable character of the ball itself, or is it all very contained? Or, you know, is there an element of we'll have to wait
question.
And see. Maybe.
Yeah.
I also wonder. Jessica Arthur, who is your director, recently we spoke with her about Lethal Indifference. She's working with how many girls in the little space, the old fits? How is that working?
Nine.
Be fun.
Nine of us.
Yeah.
We're just saying. Yeah, she's gone from directing a one woman woman's show to nine women in this tiny space overnight, which has been pretty hectic but also lots of fun. But the space is really small.
And so we work together very well. Mm. Like there's
the choreography of the women. It has to be contained.
Yeah. There's no, you know, we do not want to get sued for accidentally kicking a soccer ball into someone's face.
Yeah.
No, so it's we've got to really have tight passes and lots of eye contact. Direct.
Lots of eye contact. Yeah.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like great fun really interesting production. Mm. Playing from this evening, Nadia Zwecka and Sophia Nolan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
The Wolves playing at the Old Fitzroy Theatre. Get along and see it.